Have you noticed how the word shortage has quietly entered everyday conversation? Not just toilet paper anymore. Baby formula, car parts, prescription drugs, even basic groceries. What felt like a pandemic hiccup has stretched into years of empty shelves and delayed deliveries. This isn't a temporary glitch. We're watching the slow-motion collapse of the global supply system built over three decades, and most of us don't realize how profoundly it will reshape our lives. That iPhone in your pocket? Its components traveled through 43 countries before reaching you. The bread on your counter? It represents a chain of farmers, millers, bakers, truckers, warehouse managers, any one of whom could break the entire sequence. For 30 years, we optimized the system for one thing, efficiency. We're now discovering that efficiency and fragility are two sides of the same coin. Supply chains aren't background infrastructure. They are the infrastructure. Every object connecting you to modern civilization represents an extended chain stretching back to raw materials and forward to your doorstep. Consider your morning routine. Alarm clock from China, mattress with components from multiple continents, breakfast sourced globally, computer with Taiwanese processors. Each item embodies hundreds of workers you'll never meet. Assembly staff, dock workers, truckers, warehouse managers, all synchronized in an intricate dance of global commerce. Supply chains remain invisible until they fail. A loaf of bread seems simple, but trace it backward, wheat farmers, flour mills, packaging producers, transportation networks, each requiring energy from power plants. These nested chains extend indefinitely. Fully describing just bread would span hundreds of pages. When failures occur, they cascade dramatically, disrupting dozens of dependent processes downstream. Supply chains aren't static objects, but dynamic processes balancing contradictory goals, low costs versus customer satisfaction. Modern operations like Whirlpool's span 13 countries and thousands of retail customers. The greatest efficiency driver, accurate supply and demand forecasting, remains extraordinarily difficult. Supply fluctuates due to sourcing difficulties and equipment failures. Demand shifts with changing tastes and emerging trends. This unpredictability drives managers toward contingency plans, multiple suppliers, alternative shipping routes, flexible distribution. Yet today's breakdown far exceeds normal disruptions, reaching scarcity levels unseen since World War II rationing. The pandemic transformed empty shelves into the new normal. The baby formula shortage revealed how regulatory failures and monopolies escalate supply problems into public health emergencies. President Biden's Defense Production Act, meant to fly formula ingredients overseas, proved ineffective because the real bottlenecks were in manufacturing plants and logistics. Over a dozen fires and explosions struck food processing plants in early 2022, from Oregon potato chip factories to California produce facilities. Semiconductors crystallized the crisis. These components power virtually all modern systems, from smartphones to refrigerators to factory sensors. Yet the industry suffers dangerous concentration. Taiwan produces over 60% of global semiconductor revenue, with Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company alone accounting for 54%. South Korea adds another 18% through Samsung. China remains a minor player at just 5%. Wait times now stretch into years. A single chip fabrication plant requires over 1,000 different materials from specific regions, creating multiple failure points. The semiconductor shortage immediately became an automotive shortage. A typical car contains over 1,400 semiconductors controlling engine management, safety systems, navigation, and entertainment. As pandemic-driven urban exodus increased car demand, manufacturers couldn't keep pace. Major automakers like Toyota, Volkswagen, and Ford halted production lines. Even completed vehicles faced delivery challenges due to railroad staffing shortages and truck driver scarcity. This cascading failure drove inflation. Used car prices skyrocketed, some models increasing over 30%, with average prices jumping $7,000 in 2021 alone. The common suggestion to simply allocate resources to bottlenecks fundamentally misunderstands complex system collapse. When complex dynamic systems break down, they cannot be reassembled piece by piece. The collapse must run its course before rebuilding can begin, much like a forest fire clearing the way for new growth. We're witnessing a phased transition from Supply Chain 1.0, 1989 to 2019, to Supply Chain 2.0, 2020 onward, a transformation requiring at least 5 years. The Port of Los Angeles illustrates why quick fixes fail. With 540,000 containers backlogged, daily capacity of 18,000, and 29,000 new arrivals, the backlog grows by 11,000 containers daily. Redirecting vessels merely shifts the problem. Even halting new arrivals won't clear the jam yards, are stacked to maximum height with nowhere to put containers. Truckers wait days to retrieve containers buried in stacks, creating a vicious cycle where delays compound delays. Cargo theft has spiked 42% in California, with organized crime targeting containers and freight trains. The costs multiply throughout the system. Vessels anchored offshore incur demurrage charges, sometimes exceeding $100,000 daily. Seasonal goods become worthless when delivered months late. Holiday merchandise arriving in February has zero value. Experts estimate monthly trade delays of $90 billion, with potential annual losses exceeding $1 trillion. The supply chain crisis unfolded like Hemingway's description of bankruptcy, gradually, then suddenly. The sudden phase began precisely on January 23, 2017, when President Trump withdrew from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, launching a trade war that would become the supply chain's greatest casualty. By early 2018, Trump imposed tariffs on washing machines, solar panels, steel, aluminum, and $50 billion in Chinese imports. China retaliated against 120 U.S. products. Canada hit $12.8 billion in exports. Through 2019, Trump added tariffs on $300 billion of Chinese goods. China countered with $75 billion. Supply chains convulsed. U.S. soybean exports to China plunged 50% in 2018, while Brazilian exports surged 15%, forging relationships difficult to reverse. The Port of Los Angeles showed early strain. Vessel traffic jumped from 10 to 14 ships daily. Port stays extended from 2 to 3 days to 3 to 5. Truck delays mounted. Chassis shortages emerged. These 2018-2019 disruptions prove the supply chain breakdown preceded COVID. While the trade war triggered today's crisis, the true roots lie in the 1990s rise of supply chain science, a system that prioritized efficiency above all else. For three decades, businesses pursued cost reduction through consolidated suppliers and just-in-time systems, creating unprecedented vulnerability. The 2021 Texas winter storm showed this fragility. Shutting down yeast facilities disrupted the entire national bread supply. Apple's iPhone sources components from 43 countries. One factory shutdown anywhere halts global production. China's dominance, controlling 80% of global magnesium production and similar shares across many sectors, is ending. With birth rates well below replacement, its population could halve this century. Foreign investment is redirecting to Vietnam, Indonesia, Malaysia, and India. Supply Chain 2.0 will feature shorter chains, onshored critical manufacturing, redundant suppliers, higher inventories, and regional networks. This 5 to 10 year transition brings higher costs and reduced selection short term, but creates resilience against disruptions. Empty shelves aren't temporary pandemic effects. They're symptoms of profound transformation. We're not returning to the old normal. We're building something entirely new.